Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Next time you head down the shore, make Keenan's Irish Pub your favorite spot. Located in the heart of North Wildwood, Keenan's Irish Pub is 25,000 square feet of wall-to-wall fun. There's live entertainment 7 days a week and an extensive menu that even features sushi. So grab an ice-cold drink, listen to some live music, and catch the Baseball Insiders as they broadcast live on Sunday before Phillies baseball. Keenan's Irish Pub, 113 Old New Jersey Avenue in North Wildwood, where all the neighborhoods still meet.
All right, we're doing that upwards thing on WBCB. Each week we get together and take a look at health and wellness topics, some consumer protection stuff. We'll be joined in a little bit by the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, Mike Bannon. Got to ask him about some text messages somebody was telling me about that look like it's more of that scam stuff that he always keeps us on top of and aware of. And hopefully we'll be joined by Maureen Solomon later in the hour. She's our fitness expert, and we throw all types of different fitness-related topics her way. She's on a conference call at some point here in the 1 o'clock hour, and hopefully she'll be able to let us know when she can join us on Upwards. But we begin with our St. Mary Medical Minute. Once a month, we're joined by some of the medical professionals from St. Mary Medical Center, and they drop the knowledge on us, all different topics, keeping us aware of some of the latest information to keep you healthy. And we are so happy to be joined by Dr. Alfred Trang today. Dr. Trang, welcome to Upwards.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are looking forward to this July 4th holiday. You're able to get away and enjoy a little bit of recreation time. Are you a fireworks guy? Last night, the family went to the Phillies game, which featured a big fireworks show afterwards. And, you know, some people, I'm not as much a fireworks person as other family members, but it is the season where that stuff is going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we're taking the kids to Hershey Park, and they have a fireworks display there tomorrow. So
awesome.
Looking forward to it. Whatever you do, they make the kids happy, you know?
Yes, yeah. Well, it sounds, you know, it's a great time to celebrate America, to have a little bit of downtime and relaxation. We're talking with Dr. Alfred Trang, a board-certified general surgeon who specializes in robotic and laparoscopic bariatric foregut and hiatal hernia surgery. Dr. Trang, a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, a member of the Society of American Gastrointestinal Endoscopic Surgeons, and the AMA, and American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery. We really appreciate him giving us a little bit of time here on WBCB. You know, it's a topic I think we've talked about before, but can you remind us about what is going on with the human body when they experience a hiatal hernia?
So essentially, hiatal hernias occur when the opening in your diaphragm, which is normally only supposed to be large enough to allow your esophagus to pass through, has gotten larger over time due to wear and tear, age, and genetics. So much so that the stomach slowly starts to creep up into the chest. And eventually, in some individuals, the entire stomach still shows up in the chest. And so it can cause a lot of GI problems, some cardiac problems, and also pulmonary problems. A lot of these things patients don't realize, and they just assume they don't feel great because they're just getting older.
Hmm. I mean,
but it tends not to be the case.
What are some of those common things that patients feel? What are symptoms of a hiatal hernia?
The first early one is heartburn and reflux, but eventually it becomes difficulty swallowing, not being able to eat a large amount of food because the stomach can't expand when it's sitting in your chest, intermittent chest pain, nausea, vomiting, and also shortness of breath, or, you know, just feeling fatigued and tired all the time.
Now, does this happen with certain age groups, certain demographics that are more prone to hiatal hernia?
It definitely happens in the older population. So when you're getting into your 60s and above, that's when you're more at risk of these things progressing to more significant symptoms. It can rarely happen in younger patients or patients who, for some reason, have done things to increase abdominal pressure and put more pressure to push the stomach up. But it tends to happen more in the elderly population.
We're talking with Dr. Trang today here on WBCB. Is it activity related? When I think of hernia, I think of heavy lifting or that type of thing.
Not usually. It's more of a wear and tear and getting older and the tissue's becoming more and more lax.
Now, is this something that, like, if you, I know there's certain conditions, like if you live long enough, you may experience hiatal hernia, or is this kind of a specific group? I mean, how common? Can you give us some numbers as far as, I don't know, nationwide or locally? How many people are hit by a hiatal hernia, go through this?
Unfortunately, it is very common, and it does increase as you get older. And so we're talking about thousands and thousands of patients. We recently just did a study where we wanted to look and see how many people develop hiatal hernias, and we, over the span of 3 months, we just looked at imaging at our hospital to see how many patients had a hiatal hernia. And this is incidental patients getting CAT scans, chest x-rays, or other reasons. And in a three-month span, it was over 1,000 patients.
Wow.
So pretty significant.
Something that you can talk to with your general, your physician, I mean, your primary care doctor, any things that they could do, or they need to refer you to a gastrointestinal bariatric kind of expert?
Yeah, usually they refer to a GI physician and a foregut hiatal hernia surgeon, not really a bariatric surgeon. Fortunately, I do both, but I specialize in these hiatal hernias. And part of the reason, you know, I'm talking to you today is that we're actually expanding indications for surgical repair. In the past, it used to be that you only fixed these things when patients were in dire straits. They couldn't eat or drink. They were vomiting all the time.
Gotcha.
They couldn't breathe. It was like the end stage. You waited till it got so bad that the patient couldn't even function and was in the emergency department. Part of the reason is that, to be perfectly honest, we weren't good at fixing these things. But with the advent of robotic technology, techniques, different meshes, we now can fix these very safely and prevent patients from getting to those dire end stage problems.
I mean, that is awesome. That's one of the things we love to talk about here on Upwards and with our guests from St. Mary Medical Center about some of the new technologies. And if you're looking for more information about what we're talking about today, you can go to the website trinityhealthma.org, a great resource for the St. Mary Medical Center, and you can find out more about Dr. Trang. So surgery allows you to regain that vitality. What's the what's the bounce back time like? Like after the procedure, what's the recovery like? How soon do patients experience that better quality of life?
So that's one of the huge benefits, and that's what I'm proud of and passionate about. It used to be, and the perception is that this is a, you know, difficult surgery. Patients are laid up for months. They can't recover. It's terrible. And it might have been in the past, but now I have patients in recovery room asking me when they can go home. So they feel pretty good. They're up and walking around. And we're talking about 80-year-old patients and 90-year-old patients.
Wow,
we're not
great.
Talking about just these young patients. You're walking around the night of surgery feeling pretty good. And almost, I'd say, three-fourths of my patients go home the next day after surgery. We do monitor them overnight to make sure that they're doing okay. But the next day, they're home. And by 2 weeks out, they're feeling pretty good. And a month out, they're feeling better than they did before surgery.
Nice. I mean, are there patients that are in their 80s, 90s, that when you talk with them, kind of say, well, maybe I'm too old to go through a procedure, and like I maybe don't realize that they can have this bounce back, and that it will work? Maybe at one point, there was a point where, because the procedure wasn't as successful, that it wasn't recommended for people of a certain age, but it sounds like with more positive results, maybe even people who are in their mid-90s could have this type of procedure and improve how they feel, enjoy those later years.
Definitely. Again, I'm trying to get the message out, and that's why I'm talking to you today. I'm very honest with patients, sometimes a little too blunt. We'll have a very direct conversation. I literally just ask them, how long do you want to live? And if they tell me they want to live as long as they can, but they want to enjoy their lives, then they definitely should consider surgery, because being able to breathe again, being able to walk without getting short of breath, being able to eat certain foods and not worry about getting stuck, throwing up, pain, you know, all these things, I think that's what quality of life is all about. I mean, I talk to them all the time about you work your entire lives to eventually retire and enjoy your golden years, but if you can't do any of those things, you can't go out to eat with your friends, can't socialize, can't travel, it's not really the golden years. So that's our goal, to get patients to feel like they're being able to enjoy retirement.
I mean, it's a whole different kind of a landscape out there, if you will, when it comes to those golden years and how active you can be in your 80s and your 90s. And people are learning that you can extend that quality of life even further. But I would guess that some patients come in, they describe the symptoms that they're experiencing and just write them off as, that's old age. That's me getting older. And that's kind of a natural, that's how it goes, but not necessarily.
Definitely. It's amazing. When I first started doing these surgeries years back, I didn't even anticipate the patients would do that well until I started seeing patients in recovery like a month out, and their family members would tell them, you know, Mom, I used to go shopping with you and you had to take a break after every store we went into and sit down and catch your breath.
Right.
Now we're zipping up and down the mall without any problems. And so my patients are the one who pushed me to get the word out. They said, you have to tell other patients because there's so many patients who are probably suffering from this. And so that's why they were the ones who kind of motivated and pushed me to, you know, expand the indications for this surgery.
Well, we are happy to help you get the word out here on WBCB. Appreciate your sharing some time with us and letting us know about some of the hopeful new things that are on the horizon and what's going on when it comes to these procedures. How about that? I always like to ask those that join us for part of our St. Mary Medical Minute on WBCB about the future of treatment or care, if there's anything that they see that is that next step in the evolution of dealing with this type of thing.
I think it's just understanding that, you know, this is not a problem that we used to wait until it was near the end stage to fix. This is something that we can fix now very safely and get excellent results. And so when patients start to realize that, and it's already happening, and OR is getting very busy. And it's funny, my staff will ask me, well, where did all these hiatal hernia patients come from? Like, did they just come out of the woodwork? And my answer has always been, they've always been there. Unfortunately, because we couldn't do much about it, we downplayed their symptoms. If you look at a patient, they're just sitting there and, you know, you can't see their hernia, you can't see how it's affecting their quality of life. You don't recommend anything to do, but they're actually suffering and they're not enjoying their lives. And so to now be able to help patients regain their vitality, improve their quality, and just live these fuller, more meaningful lives is quite rewarding.
Well, appreciate, again, you're joining us here, trinityhealthma.org, a website, a resource for all that happens through St. Mary Medical Center. And enjoy Hershey Park. That sounds like a great way to celebrate this holiday time of year, this kind of holiday season, the 4th, America's birthday, and all of that. One of my proud memories is riding the Super Duper Looper. I don't know if that is still at Hershey Park, but like I even had a t-shirt that said, I survived the Super Duper Looper. Yeah. So enjoy. Again, thanks for hanging out with us and letting us know a little bit about hiatal hernia and about how you can help patients now that may be suffering from some of the stuff that we have been talking about. And maybe we'll talk again soon.
Again, appreciate having me on as always.
All right, you got it. Dr. Alfred Trang, our guest on WBCB. And once a month, again, we're joined by some of the medical professionals from St. Mary Medical Center, letting you know about some new stuff, new ways that you can experience perhaps a better quality of life and deal with some of the nagging symptoms and issues that might be slowing you up. You can't let that happen. Oh, yeah, it was great to be down at Citizens Bank Park last night for the Phillies. Got a win. And the fireworks, which were awesome. Got a great fireworks display. But I was more into the Phillies game than the fireworks, although that also included a phone thing where you could get your phone synced up and then everybody's phones were flashing and blinking and changing colors. Yeah, they always try to do what they can to make that a really neat experience. And it's become a great family tradition. I don't know how many we had there all together. Some of the people who were coming down to the game couldn't make it because of the rain on Tuesday. Thank goodness they postponed the game. That is like a blessing when it comes to Major League Baseball and how they will sometimes make you wait for these little windows that they think they can get the game in. And Tuesday night, they made the right call because it did rain. Wasn't terrible. The rain seemed like it was a little bit earlier than game time, but even throughout the evening, it did rain a little bit. So they made the right call. They moved the game from Tuesday to Wednesday. And we enjoyed the fireworks, the festivities, and celebrating the 4th down there. All right, going to step aside and come right back. I think we will be joined by Mike Bannon. Hopefully he's going to be with us. He's the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County. And one of our WBCB colleagues got texted recently something that they discovered was a scam. So I want to ask Mike about that, tell you about that when we get back to Upwards on WBCB.
Under the Hood with Fred Fletcher is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. on WBCB 1490 AM and 107.3 FM. Everything you need to know about your car and keeping it maintained with Fred Fletcher from Fletcher's Garage, Hood and South Olds Boulevard, Fairless Hills, your official AAA facility.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455. You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
All right, back with Upwards on WBCB. And always happy to be joined by Mike Bannon. Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, Chris. Happy Thursday to you and the listeners.
Thank you so much, and happy 4th of July season, as we're a day away from America's birthday. And got any big plans, any fireworks? Been telling everybody we were down at the Phillies game last night for kind of a family tradition with the Phillies fireworks, which always is a great show. And they won.
Yeah. I saw a little bit on TV. It looks like it was a great time. And what a great event that must have been with the family.
Always a blast. And hopefully you're getting set for a little bit of downtime. And I think the weather is going to be great this weekend, which is like humidity a little bit lower and the temperatures not quite as crazy as they have been. So even that's going to be good.
Yes, it looks like it's going to be a great day. I actually have low-key plans for me personally, as I've been out on vacation and just returning. I'm going to kind of stick local, and maybe I haven't made many plans at all, so I'm probably just going to be at home too.
Hey, I love a good staycation. I mean, that can sometimes outstrip a vacation as far as rest and relaxation, and that's for sure.
Well, I was lucky enough to go down to Virginia and West Virginia and Virginia the last couple of weeks.
Nice, nice. That sounds great. Hey, one of our BCB colleagues got a text message about a UPS delivery that they got. And they said, maybe, I don't know, do I have a package waiting for me? They actually went to the UPS store and showed them, look, this is the text I got. And the person was like, nah, that's a scam. You got to be looking out for that. And this seems like one of many, you know, similar types of scams. Somebody texts you from a business, a company, and it seems like it's out of the blue. Well, it probably, that out of the blue text should send up a red flag.
I would absolutely agree with that, Chris. So there has been an uptick in these kind of text message scams. First, I would applaud the person that you were discussing there, because they did the right thing by verifying and not replying to the text message out there. Unfortunately, we've seen an uptick big time in people getting text messages about, and I'm sure many of the listeners got from the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the Easy Pass, your Amazon delivery, all these things are things or problems with whatever they're delivering to you, something you have to react quickly to, and they want you to respond, to click on that link that they provide or call the number they provide, so they can either get malware on your device to spy or to steal your personal information, maybe credit card information. So unfortunately, it goes on, and it continues to be a scam.
I mean, I feel like as great as technology is, and like AI that is out there, and people go, oh, you look what you can do with the ChatGPT. You just ask a question and you get all these answers. I'm thinking that it's making these scams more sophisticated and more targeted in some ways. I mean, even like emails that have more elaborate types of offers. Like in the past, it was the Nigerian prince type of scam. And you would look at the email and there would be terrible grammar and the things would be spelled wrong. And now with these AI things, everything looks like it's more legitimate because it's easier to make it look that way.
You are right, Chris. And so we've talked before over the about concerns with AI. I believe that it's upon us now. We're starting to see signs of and very much so fake websites out there that are made up by AI. It's incredible. They're able to just copy and make a very what would have a very professional looking website that you would have paid a lot of money for if you were a business to put together, but it throws it together with just false information and misleading phone numbers. Or sometimes what's happening here on the same thing that's related to this is people are getting redirected when they do searches. Like if you do a search for medical help near me, they can actually kind of hijack your search and get you to some other fake site. So it, the game is changing a little bit here. It's a concerning time when it comes to AI. Nobody really knows quite what to expect, but you're right. Stay on your toes and kind of keep an eye out for a realistic looking fake.
How about this time of year when it comes to like home contractor things? I mean, this is where you like make an emergency call to maybe get your air conditioner fixed. And I know you've talked about people kind of going door to door. I guess that's more with like roof repair and your driveway
right.
getting resurfaced and stuff. But that's always whenever, I don't know, it's a really hot time of year. That's
right.
when the scams tend to drift to the air conditioning. I know they, you know, always adapting to the moment, it seems like. And, you know, the moment right now is this hot weather, which can be a concern for people.
Absolutely right. So they and well said, and you're, it's a correct tie together here. Like we're concerned about if you do air conditioning repair near me search and a bunch of websites pop up. Some of them are going to look really good. They're going to kind of, in some cases, they're going to look like they're local. But it's more important now than ever that you verify if it's a contractor that you're looking to hire because you're having an air conditioning problem and you're in Bucks County. Call Bucks County Consumer Protection Department first. Go to the and see if they're registered, insured, you know, and have the correct credentials or with no big red flags. You could do a number of things. Check with the Better Business Bureau. But I'm afraid we're going to have to verify a little bit more when it comes to those kind of searches on the internet.
Yeah, and like all this technology, we got the people power, man. And
that's
like,
right.
Sometimes even that old school stuff of word of mouth maybe starts to become even more powerful. What experience did my family members have? What experience
right.
have my neighbors have? And when they share that with me, that, you know... It's going to be a huge help, you know.
Especially when it's local, like as we're talking about here, it's a local transaction you're doing. But yes, somebody that knows them, that has done something, it's very important.
All right. Well, we got to make sure to get the word out about who's doing the right types of services. And I don't know, I need to just maybe communicate more with my friends and family about these types of things. And if we all do that, I think that is kind of a powerful way to combat some of the scammers. And
I would absolutely agree. And basically, if you take a breath and slow it down for a minute before anybody you get pressured into any transaction nowadays, whether it's a contractor knocking on your door or a scam artist wanting you to send gift cards, hang tight, think about it. You can reach out to our office or reach out to a friend or family member to discuss it. Now, nothing can be that important that you have to jump right away at it.
Yeah, anything that seems like, that time sensitivity or, you know, you got to make the decision right away. That's another thing that can raise the red flag of concern and alert
right.
that you can, again, hit the pause button. Well, Mike, thank you so much for checking in with us here on WBCB. Hopefully you have a great 4th of July and a great weekend and stuff, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Awesome to be joined by Mike Bannon, and lets us know about the scams and different consumer protection topics and stuff on Upwards. Appreciate giving us a little bit of time. And we're going to be joined by Maureen Solomon. After we step aside briefly and take care of a couple of quick messages, we'll return with some fitness stuff. I'm a gym guy now. I'm going to the gym. And I want to ask Maureen about the wisdom of the push day, pull day. And we'll tell you more about that when we get back to Upwards. But yeah, one way to break down your exercise and one approach that I've heard, you do push stuff on one of your workout days, and then you do pulling exercises. And I think that's kind of a tried and true methodology, but we will ask Maureen about that when we get back to Upwards on WBCB.
Are you curious what old antiques, collectibles, or household contents are worth? Listen Friday mornings for What's It Worth with Mike the Appraiser, right here on 1490 WBCB. Listen to Bucks Blue with Lower Makefield Chief of Police Joe Kelly, brought to you by Jammer Doors, and heard on the third Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m. right here on WBCB 1490 AM and 107.3 FM.
We gathered real Pennsylvania seniors and asked them how they would benefit from an extra $1,000. Here's what they had to say.
Everything is so expensive these days.
Car expenses, repairs.
My groceries, heating costs.
My medications.
I'm sure I could easily spend $1,000 like that.
Through Pennsylvania's property tax rent rebate program, eligible seniors and adults with disabilities could receive up to $1,000. Check your eligibility and apply online. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
With over 7,200 square feet of 200 brewers in stock at all times, Pat the Yum Beverages now features five different flavors of their favorite slushy cocktails. You can also purchase all your wine, liquor, and other fine spirits right next door. Visit us on Facebook or online at pattheyumbeverages.com for upcoming events and samples from your favorite brewery or local food vendor.
Yeah, the Phillies with an off day today. And WBCB is your spot on the radio dial for Phillies baseball. Coming back an afternoon game tomorrow. And this afternoon on WBCB, we've got the afternoon show. Stephen Lawler going to be checking in, and he will be with us from 2 until 4 with the music motif, great mix of music. And later in the afternoon, the best of Blavitt. And we got Jonesy at 5 o'clock mixing up the music with the Glenn Jones radio show. And then tomorrow, programming note, we are celebrating the 4th. So no Speak Your Piece. Jim Foxwell is going to be enjoying the day and no album sides, all that stuff. We will have Phillies baseball for you. Of course, we are your spot on the radio for the Fightins. And they split the doubleheader. They lost game one, but they won game two yesterday after Tuesday's game was postponed to Wednesday. But yeah, back with the, I think they got 51 wins now. And before the season started, everybody at WBCB put down their preseason win prediction for this team. And I jumped up to the triple digits. I said, I think these Phillies might get to 100 wins. And then at certain times when they hit a losing streak, I feel like, nah, there's no chance to get there. And even still, I think they're a little bit behind the, they're not quite paced to 100. But who knows, maybe they can turn it on and have a great series against the Reds and kind of get things going again, get that groove going, get the groove back with this Phillies team. They've been grooving throughout the year, pretty much grooving. But in order to get to 100 wins, man, you really gotta, you can't let any games slip away. And now the Phillies hopefully will be able to, I don't know, put themselves into position to make another run at the World Series, because I feel like this team, a lot of good stuff for where the Phillies are at right now. Oh, well, WBCB, our website has gone under a bit of a transformation. Check out the new WBCB1490.com, which is the Bucks Independence, and now a vibrant spot for local news and opinions Also, a connection through that website to all of our WBCB sports content. And by the way, I mean, right now we're still doing some Little League games, and I don't know if we picked up any Babe Ruth or American Legion this summer, but, you know, this time of year, the high schools are on break. It's summer break, and we do a lot of high school athletics, and it won't be long now before we get back to the Coaches Roundtable show and to high school football coverage on BCB. I mean, I guess I know I'm jumping the gun, but that's what's on my mind here as we get set for the 4th of July, doing that barbecue, the fireworks, and they also had a drone show at Citizens Bank Park the other day where they sent the drones up in formations and do all the stuff. That's pretty cool. All right, well, we will be back talking about what's going on for your fitness and your health. Maureen Solomon with us when we get back to Upwards in a little bit.
Are you a parrot head?
We stayed away again in Margarita.
Not that kind.
Oidana, my love to Papuja.
That's more like it. If you're this kind of parrot head, don't forget to check out the Denny O Polka Show every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon right here on 1490 WBCB and online at WBCB1490.com.
Album Sides is back on BCB. Join us weekday mornings at 11 for Album Sides. We've got great music. Gonna spin some of the best albums of all time. It's Album Sides with yours truly, the philosopher Chris Ermer. Weekday mornings at 11 right here on 107.3 FM and 1490 WBCB. You can also listen live at WBCB1490.com.
All right, back to it. And to the phones we go. Maureen Solomon with us on Upwards. Hey, Maureen, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thursday before the holiday.
Yeah, the extended holiday weekend. And looking forward to celebrating America's birthday and doing the barbecuing and all that stuff. But also want to stay active. And I finally joined a gym, and I'm trying to go there regularly. And I'm trying to organize how I approach my workouts at the gym. Like, I want to make sure I don't utilize the same muscles I used before. And I saw one kind of a basic concept that seems like it makes a lot of sense to me, the push versus pull approach. And it kind of, I think the idea is that you do a push day where you're, I guess that's like bench pressing and exercises where you're pushing the weight away from your body. And then on the other days you do a pull day where like you're pulling down the cable rows and doing like rowing machines, that type of thing. That's another, I guess, pull type of workout. And I don't know, that seems like it is, it makes sense. It allows a little bit of rest, and it seems like a good way to organize things, which is important.
Yeah,
like have an approach.
I think it's a great concept in regards to trying to, like you said, organize or structure a workout so that you're really hitting specific muscles in a very specific way, and those two styles of motion do exactly that. And it also sort of embraces the concept that we use a lot in physical therapy, which is an open chain versus closed chain. So those push-pull days are really important in regards to doing that.
All right, remind me, open chain versus closed chain, and that's like how many different body parts are involved, or is that like more like the those that are like open chain are more functional and the closed chains are less?
It's really not in regards to functionality or even stress. They both do work things differently. So, for example, an open chain exercise would be tricep extensions, like behind your body. So just this is an open chain. You're going to hold a dumbbell and do a tricep extension slightly behind your body.
Right. I'm picturing
moving.
Yeah, kind of extending your arm out.
Right, exactly. And your arm's moving through space, right? The closed chain version of that would be a tricep dip, where you are like perched on a bench and you're lowering your hands are connected to the earth or to the apparatus, and you're lowering yourself up and down. So that would also work in the push-pull mentality as well. But one of them is hands open into space, and the other one is hands connected to the apparatus or the earth.
Gotcha. And combining those is like makes that more effective, or you're working your body, working your muscles kind of more completely?
It encompasses the concepts of the neurology that's involved, the proprioceptors that are involved. And then the timing and the execution. So by doing push-pull and open chain, closed chain, you really do engage like an entire system of musculature and neurology, which is really important. That's why physical therapy uses it a lot, because you're trying to retrain the body sometimes to do things correctly or appropriately, since we all fall into bad habits at times.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm Maureen Solomon joining us here on Upwards. And Maureen puts together all the fitness programs for the Philadelphia Protestant Home, also does a lot of classes through Lifetime Fitness. How much consideration into like the temperature in the gym do you have at the Philadelphia Protestant Home, for instance? Do you kind of have that on a different temperature setting than the rest of the building in order to have it cooler, more conducive to working out? Or is it a little bit warmer in there, again, to get people to sweat and perspire, and that's another way to get them working?
It's interesting that you should bring that up, because we've been having some issues with that over the last couple of days when it's been really warm. Seniors don't like, they tend to like things a little bit on the warmer side, which makes it difficult for the employees, because the employees are like fainting from the heat. But the temperature inside the pool is quite warm. The gym, we keep a little bit cooler so that people can, we certainly don't want to discourage people from working out. But at Lifetime, I taught a class at Lifetime last week, and the studio was actually quite warm, and that's a younger population, and people were still complaining. So I think temperature is just one of those things that it's very difficult to find a sweet spot for most individuals, because everybody has, I like to sweat, I don't want to be like falling over uncomfortable, but when I'm working out, I don't mind sweating, and some people just can't have it. So that's always a bone of contention for a lot of workouts.
I mean, one of the funny things about going to the gym for me is that I feel like I do more cleaning up at the gym than I do at home. Like every machine that you go on, there's an expectation and a protocol where you're going to wipe the machine down and make sure that you get all of your stuff off of there so that the next person can utilize the machine in a safe way. Even at PPH, I would think that's something that you guys, like the amount of cleanup and the sanitation and stuff like that, like you want to be going to a clean gym sure that the other people that are going to that gym all are like on the same page and stuff, because it only takes like one rogue person to mess that up for other people. And I'm like spraying the cloths and wiping down the machines, and sometimes I go to the gym with my wife, and she's like, I don't know why you don't do this at home. Like,
yeah, because if you do it all, well, listen, I do it all day.
She said, I didn't know you could wipe things off and clean. I'm finding things out now. I'm going to put you to work.
Well, yeah, now you're going to have a different expectation at home. But I think it's important that, you know, because your body is coming in contact with a lot of different surfaces. So, you know, I've been the person that's behind the entitled gym member that does not do that. And it's pretty frustrating. And I'm vocal. I will say, hey, look, you know, you just got off that machine. How about if you go to the sanitation station and clean it up? And sometimes that's met with, you know, stink eye, and other times it's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot,
but
right.
I think it's an expectation in all gyms now, especially after the pandemic, and people need to understand, you know, I think that especially at a place like Lifetime where it's, you know, it's a high amenity, it can be fairly pricey.
Yeah.
And I think people think that, you know, there's people that are on staff that are going to do this. And there are people on staff that do cleaning. It's an extraordinarily clean facility, just like the Philadelphia Protestant Home. We pride ourselves on that. But that doesn't mean that you can't make your contributions when you use things. So make sure you don't be that person that doesn't clean up.
That's right. And, you know, that's my million-dollar idea. I don't know how I'll put it into practice, but the self-cleaning gym machines or some type of, like, you ever see, like, these blue lights that can sanitize or because of the lights there will, like, kill germs and clean your hands and stuff. And, like, some type of, I don't know. Maybe we need like an AI robot for cleaning each machine as you get done.
I'm sure that's probably going to be something that we'll see in the future. I know, and you and I have talked about this before. If you go to like Giant, there's one of those like floor cleaner uppers.
Marty. I think.
Well, yeah, right.
Marty the robot.
Goes around the supermarket, and I'm like, wow, this could be the wave of the future. But I'll take your million-dollar idea and take it one step further.
Yeah.
I've often thought that every house, new construction or old construction, that you can retrofit should have like an anti-space or an entryway that has these disinfecting blue lights that, you know, when you come in, cleans your shoes, cleans your clothes, cleans your hands, so that you're not bringing all that into your house. I've often thought that would be a great idea for healthcare facilities, for homes, and, you know, just so that you can minimize the amount of stuff that you're traipsing into your house and your work.
Yeah, same kind of concept, but in the gym. But I love that, too. Like, when you're coming home, like, I remember those wacky COVID times when people were, like, cleaning off their grocery bags and all the other outrageous and probably unnecessary things that were going on at that time. And
The lunacy that ensued during that time period is hard to get your head around.
One little disinfecting blue light at the doorway and boom, you got no worries.
Yeah,
I like that.
We're going to work on this, Chris, and then we'll be billionaires. We'll be hanging out with Bezos after we're done with this.
Well, heck, it is the old U.S. of A. as we get set to celebrate America's birthday, and that's the land of the entrepreneur. So why not? Well, Maureen, thank you so much. Yes. Giving us a little bit of time, checking in, and giving us some inspiration and motivation to stay active, keep at it, and improve our health and wellness by staying busy and doing a little daily activity.
Absolutely. And engaged and being willing to put the work in to make you a better version of yourself every day. So remember, everyone, that movement is your medicine to get some every day.
All right, going to get out there and get moving. This weekend is looking great as far as getting outdoors, the humidity being a little bit lower. Probably going to be beautiful down at the beach. I mean, it's going to be beautiful throughout the area, but especially if you're on the sand and you got the ocean waves and all that stuff, I think this is going to be really, really good beach weather, like sunshine, too. Looks like we got a sunny Saturday and a pretty sunny 4th of July. Like tomorrow, really looks good. Sunshine, low humidity, and a high of 85 degrees. So hopefully you can get out there, stay active, and as Maureen says, have a little movement that can serve as some medicine for you. All right, we're going to step aside one more time and return to wrap up our Upward show here on WBCB.
Hey, this is Jonesy. Kick off your Thursday and Friday evenings in style. Join me for an eclectic freeform mix of the hits and beyond. It's a happening, a musical journey. It's the Glenn Jones Radio Experience right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, Thursday and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., directly following the legendary Jerry Blavitt Radio, the way it ought to be.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Are you curious what old antiques, collectibles, or household contents are worth? Listen Friday mornings for What's It Worth with Mike the Appraiser, right here on 1490 WBCB.
All right, coming up on WBCB this afternoon, we've got the afternoon show. Stephen Lawler going to be with you from 2 to 4 with the music motif. Great mix of music, a little Philly sports talk in there as well. And, the Phillies with an off day today, but getting back to it. Series against the Reds getting underway as the Phillies are at Citizens Bank Park over the weekend. And it looks like it is going to be a super nice 4th of July weekend. So enjoy. Tomorrow we're going to be enjoying because taking the day off. We do have the Phillies, so we got Phillies baseball for you. But no Speak Your Peace, no album sides, no Sunshine Music Memories. Special programming for the day to let everybody here celebrate with friends and family, do that barbecue thing and whatever. I don't even know what I'm doing. I think like Mike Bannon, I have those low-key plans, like staycation style. One of the things that we like to get up into the mountains in the Poconos, tend to be more of a Pocono guy than a Jersey Shore guy. And last year did a little exploration of the Appalachian Trail. And then this summer thought, maybe we're really going to get the gear going, learn from some of the things that some of the mistakes I made and some of the missteps that we had last time we tried to do a little overnight hiking on the Appalachian Trail. But as this summer goes on, June just flew by. I mean, June 2025 was one of the fastest months. A lot going on for me. My daughter graduated high school, so that took up a lot of the, and I took not a lot of energy, but definitely changed the perception of how long the month was taking. And here we are already July the 4th. Like Pat Wanling was saying, feels like we're halfway through summer already, but that's not really the case. We still have a lot to enjoy, and so hopefully you can take advantage of a little 4th of July fun. All right, we got Stephen coming up, and as we mentioned, the Best of Blavitt, Jonesy with the Glenn Jones Radio Show later from 5 until 6. He'll be mixing up the music. And yeah, I've been having so much fun with my new album sides show, by the way, playing a couple of records in the 11 o'clock hour, kind of bringing back what I did years ago on Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. until midnight. and we called the show Album Sides at 11. We're back now in the AM, going from 11 AM to noon and playing all different artists on the LPs. And next week, going to get back to it with a couple of great records from Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and we'll mix in something from The Doors as well when we get back to it on Monday. Every weekday from 11 to noon, we've got Album Sides back on WBCB. You've been having a great time with that. And I kind of anticipated playing a July 4th show and trying to find some great Americana artists and all of that. But yeah, we're going to be able to get to do the barbecue thing tomorrow as we got the day off. So hopefully you can enjoy as well. Stay tuned. Stephen Lawler coming up in just a bit after the news. And yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody. Catch you next time here on WBCB for Upwards.
You're listening to 1490 WBCB and on your FM dial at 107.3 W297 CL Levittown.